Pace podcast.
This is Coming Clean podcast. With Sam and Marty.
Welcome, it's us again. It's Monday, it's post TS the Key. That means it's time for the Coming Clean podcast, what should be your retrospective podcast about the hills in Laguna Beach. But today, as with every Monday, we are talking about MTV's hot new show, CS the Key. I am the bro that runs the show live from downtown St. Paul. My name is Marty, and with me as always is the man with the face of a Hollywood lead, blah, blah, blah. But he can't read. It's Sam.
Welcome to be here.
Coming live from hipster Brooklyn. And this was a pretty wild episode, man. The second episode with someone's nose getting dusted was pretty wild, but this got some good drama. And I think we're going to need a little extra help from a third person. An emotional person, live from the emotional part of Queens, it's our friend and yours, hashtag resident emo, Connor's here.
Hello, boys.
All right, three-man booth today, because it is a big episode and it deserves it. Sam, why don't you kick us off, CS the Key, what's all happening, because I'm very confused.
A lot happened. Chloe has daddy issues. Oof. She's slowly trying to get over her anger problems to hopefully make up with Amanda. We got Kelsey kind of snuggling up to Alex, possibly breaking up with Garrett.
Denied.
And we got Juliet, who's just high on perks, mediating everything in between.
Plenty going on, and I think we should start with your boy Garrett, your former MVP / Jabron Zone member, and he I still stand by it. You had some fuego takes about his little antics during their anniversary on Twitter. For those who follow us at Coming Clean Pod, live tweeting Siesta Key every Monday during the show, 10/9 Central. All right, Sam, hit us with your. With your takes here, because I might be sitting in the opposite side of your opinion spectrum here.
Yeah. My thing is that this relationship is 6 months old, and it was found on Tinder. There's nothing necessarily wrong with Tinder in this day and age.
Shouts to Tinder, man.
No, if you found it on Bumble, one, that's probably better than Tinder.
Whoa.
At this point in time.
Hashtag not a sponsor.
But, I mean, you guys have been together for 6 months. Kelsey's looking to party it up, enjoy her summer with everything that's going on with her mom, Deb. And I think Garrett's might be a little too clingy. You know, throwing out the L word after 6 months. Maybe there's nothing wrong with that, but
I was going to say.
I just rethought
too
that.
Too much?
But, I don't know. I just think they were expecting too much out of this relationship already. They seem like they're very close friends, but maybe they're just not emotionally there.
Yeah, or at least they're not on the same emotional wavelength. Well, while we're talking emotions, I think it's a good time for our hashtag resident emo to chime in. What did you think? This is your first time watching CS the Key, so jumping in on episode 3, first impressions for you on Garrett and Kelsey.
I was going to say, or I was thinking as I was watching, this was a heavy, heavy emotional episode. There was emotions.
You came in, stamp of approval.
Yeah. There's like you said, there's family issues. There's wisdom teeth getting high on Percocet issues. we're trying to resolve fist fights. You know, there's like potential breakups, and then the bombshell at the end. Oof. You know, it was a fitting intro.
You missed all the partying and all the good stuff, and then you went right to the depressing like relationships and friendships. Stuff.
Yeah, he'll have to catch up on that. But what were your first impressions of CS The Key in general? Are you in or are you jumping out?
I think I might be in. It's sort of weird.
He's in? Sorry,
keep going. My first impression was to remind myself that these people are not in high school.
Yes, that was the tough one.
Yeah, I'm putting it in the context of, you know, in the frame of The Hills, Laguna Beach. I guess The Hills, you know, they're out of high school, but
right.
You know, it has the same sort of thing. Right? Everybody's, they're at the beach and they're living it up and all this stuff in their youth. But then it's like, oh wait, no, one person has an engineering degree, another guy's trying to go to law school.
Yeah,
all the while, you know, finding time for all this drama. So that surprised me at first.
All right. Yeah. So yeah, I think that was what Sam and I struggled with as well earlier on in the season. And it's just, I guess, a sign of the times when we can't really show too much underage drinking anymore. So we got to actually get 21 plus year olds.
Yeah. The producers were like, we got to stop covering up everything. And just the solo cup market is probably dropping.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about, let's keep going with Garrett and Kelsey here. Fast forwarding to the boat. Let's talk about the boat, Garrett and Kelsey. You know, just some shady business. I liked your tweet there, Sam, when you said that Garrett probably wasn't jealous, but more suspicious because Alex is a sketchball.
Wouldn't you be?
Oh, I'm suspicious of Alex all the time.
I mean, when some guy comes up to your girlfriend and says, you want to drive my boat, that's instant red flags.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know why I pressed that. That's Alex.
It's fitting.
Whoa, that was a lot longer than I thought. Let's hold that up. All right. But yeah, so Alex, you know, being all sketchy, trying to get in there because there's no woman safe from the clutches of Alex, apparently. I still don't get it. I get he's rich, but come on. I'm no Mr. Universe myself, but geez.
Well, that's all Garrett kept bringing up was that he's just rich.
Right, because they kept bringing up how poor Garrett was last time. Or not poor, but like how middle class Garrett was last time. So that's probably a point of insecurity.
All right, I'm back on Garrett's side. You know what? Like, if Garrett doesn't have enough money for a gift and he has to write 365 notes, so be it.
Oh. How is Garrett not making money off those apps?
I know.
I think, well, that's what he's trying. He's going to be
able to monetize that.
He's going to do personal training online, which you could make a bajillion dollars doing.
Buy a real gift.
Yeah, hashtag Garrett Muscles on Insta. Get those 5,000 likes. You're cooking. But
I'm looking up right now. I'm going to get on a client.
But yeah, Connor, first impressions of Alex, who is supposed to be our main character here, but he has been the main villain for most of the season so far. What do you think of this guy?
I think sketchy is the main word here. I don't know what he's trying to pull. I don't know what his deal is. Apparently he's pretty smart. He's trying to get into law school.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the money has something to do with that.
Maybe
it didn't help him this episode to get into Stetson, but we'll see what happens.
What is Stetson?
School in Florida.
Oh, all right.
I'd be suspicious if I'm Garrett.
Yeah, so still no redeeming qualities, I think, from Alex. We were talking about this for the past 2 weeks. You're supposed to be the main character, yet you have zero redeeming qualities. Even when he was trying to be nice, I still didn't trust him. I felt like there was an ulterior motive there.
No, so my thing with Alex is that he's trying to play both sides right now. Like, he's trying to be, like, that main character, like, oh, I'm, like, a decent guy, but I'm a player at the same time. He needs to go full heel and have his dad pay for his scholarship, have his dad buy him the marina that he wants to, and then he becomes even more wealthy with the help of his dad. Like, don't skid into the curve is the, I think that's the phrase. Wait, so like
turn,
just
ex- is it a turn into,
turn into the curve? What, whatever, Connor? Turn into the curve.
Turn into.
Doesn't matter. You turn, guys all know what I'm
talking
about.
Turn into the curve.
Yeah. At Coming Clean Pod, let us know.
Yeah. You,
I think that's somewhat right.
Just go for it. Use all the connections you have. Like, take advantage of the situation and apply that. Don't do this wishy-washy, like, do-gooder business, because that's just not you, apparently.
Yeah, that's an interesting take, and yeah, I don't know about this guy, guys. I know he's had his fair share of controversy, and this show is not helping him at all. And, you know, Daddy's money is only getting him so far.
Yeah, we'll see next couple episodes and see what happens, because I think Stetson needs a new wing.
Yeah. We should look for his LinkedIn, see what his
education. New dorm room.
Yeah. All right. Anything else from Alex here before we shimmy over to our next peoples?
His house.
Yep.
What is that?
It's Majeure.
So I'm reading a little bit into this. Either it was on Twitter or I've been seeing it, but apparently that house is there's not really inhabited. It's just like an empty house.
Oh, it's a rental?
No, oh, yeah. I think like they own it, but like nobody actually lives there. Oh. Like nothing's like it's like dark. Nothing's there. So they must have just used it to like film
for the show. About,
yeah, like I think they own it, but there's like they don't actually live there. Yeah, it's a summer home in Florida.
What's his dad's deal? Is he a real estate guy?
No, he's an engineer too, I thought.
Oh. All right. Well, all right, so let's move on a little bit away from Alex, and let's talk about the our fighting champions of the world, Amanda and Chloe. Chloe looks like she's healing up pretty nicely. Sam, what do you think of the conflict? Well, let's start off with her trying to address her own anger issues, you know, maybe 5 minutes after she almost hit her own mother.
I mean, I think she almost strangled out the therapist at one point. Yeah. But like you just don't know. The girl's a wild card.
Yeah.
Well, like if you're snapping at your own mom and like the whole world is like questioning like, is this girl gonna beat up her own mom? You got a problem.
Also just bringing up the daddy issues right away.
Yeah, it was like I don't know. That's a tough situation because hopefully she gets it under control, and I think she probably does or is starting to. But when she just starts flaring up, like, I get nervous.
Yeah. Connor, what do you think? I think I had tweeted last week that she would be the MTV should make an exception and let her join the challenge because she would be perfect for it. are your thoughts on Chloe? Hurricane Chloe.
That whole thing with her mom went from, like, 0 to 100 real fast. It was like, yeah. I don't have anger issues. And then it was like, well, you might have something to do with your dad. And then, yeah, she was, like, on the verge of, like, bringing bodily harm to her mother and then stormed out of the place. Like, oh, I think we've proved our point here.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, you know, she went to the therapist. See how that goes. I'm not sure how productive it's going to be putting your therapy sessions out there for the world to see on MTV. But yeah, it's part of the show. It's part of the game. So we'll have to see how Chloe does. She seemed like she handled the meeting pretty well. To bring some reconciliation. And yeah, I didn't see this whole injury in the fight. I'm going to go back and watch that, but
it's her she nose seems, got dusted.
She seems okay. I mean, that seems like a pretty quick recovery from nasal surgery.
Yeah, they fixed it up real quick. But yeah. Let's talk about the other half of this and talk about Amanda. Damn. Sam, I know you got some girl, thoughts. She scares me to death.
I tweeted she has no emotions, like no soul, like nothing phases this girl. And it seemed, I mean, from what we've found out at the end with Pauly talking to Chloe, that she does not care about any friends, really. Like she just goes after what she wants.
About this.
Yep. Yeah,
she seems like bad news, but I want more Amanda in my life.
Oh, it makes for awesome TV, no doubt. But she just scares me.
Same. Connor, thoughts on Amanda besides?
Yeah, and the same way that Alex should go full heel, you know, Amanda's on the opposite end, you know, just not caring at all, apparently.
No, she's been full heel since. Yeah.
And when they were on the beach there, her and Alex, and they were talking about, like, I guess making up with Chloe or whatever it was, she was kind of just, like, laughing it off. I was like, oh, this girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, she does.
No remorse.
She got away with no lawsuit because I would have sued the hell out of her.
And they're making Chloe look like the bad person who got, like, they're like, you deserve to get your nose broken.
Yeah, it was tough because, yeah, like Chloe said, it was a bit much for Amanda to break her nose. But, yeah, the editing brought it to Chloe had it coming. So, I don't know. Quick survey here. Team Chloe or Team Amanda? Sam.
Do I have to pick one? Can I be, like, in the middle?
Denied.
Yeah, all right, I'm picking Team Amanda.
Team Amanda, one vote. Connor.
I'm going to go Team Amanda.
That's two. And it's going to be actually unanimous. Right now we're all Team Amanda. Cheering for the heel. And with apologies to Chloe. But, you know, you got some stuff to sort out. Amanda seems to, as crazy as it is, she seems to be cultivating her personality well for this show. All right, who have we missed here? We didn't see a lot of Brandon besides him. Actually, on Twitter, he was complimenting Amanda's assets, comparing it to the sun, I believe. Who else have we missed here, Sam? Did I miss anyone? Oh, Juliet getting her teeth did.
Yeah, maybe it was the Percocets kicking in, but she seemed like she wanted to be friends with both Chloe and Amanda and felt inclined to mediate the situation. But she didn't really do too much mediating. She was just there.
Yeah.
You know what she did? She got a free hug out of the situation.
Not a lot from her. Didn't get to go to the boat. So she couldn't keep an eye on Alex. Are they still dating? Was her subtitle still dating Alex?
I haven't been looking.
I didn't notice, but who knows who Alex is dating now or who's dating whom at this point. Who else? Connor, initial impressions on Juliet?
I got like a full vibe from her tonight, but the whole meeting thing was a little weird because she kind of was trying to help Chloe, but then also went down the road of blaming Chloe as well.
Right.
Kind of placed blame on both sides. And I thought Chloe was going to snap at that too. So she was about to start some fireworks there, but in the end, you know, they all had a group hug and it was fine.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping that someone just refuses the apology altogether, but you know, all's well that ends well. On that
it
one
was close,
but yeah, Sam, you predicting that this isn't over between them, between Amanda and Chloe.
No, we're gonna get around to definitely maybe a season finale like chair Dust shot up. yeah
And finally we have Madison, who went on an interview, apparently living a normal life. Sam,
I mean,
you were commenting on her resume. I don't.
Yeah, so I gotta go back and look at it, but from what I saw, like, I don't think it, like, some of the text didn't fully reach the other side. So just looking at it, there was a lot of white space. And
well, she's out of college, right? So she probably doesn't have a ton of experience.
I mean,
and the interviewer said as much.
I mean, she did. Well, I don't even think she had the power triangle. She didn't have. You got to fill it. It doesn't matter if you have stuff. You got to fill in with something.
Put a picture of yourself, something.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I probably rode with like one career, like some stuff in there. You throw it in there and you're good to go. Just fill up the blank space.
Oh, shout out to the Student Culinary Council of our school. That helped
that
out.
That may or may not still be on my resume. So,
shout out to the intramural team as well. You know, showing my leadership skills as intramurals captain.
Hey, that was quite some progress we made over the four years.
True, and we were on a documentary. Yeah, Sam, any other thoughts here?
I mean, first interview, probably get some experience. I can't really blame her. I kind of ragged on her for a resume, but it's just not a business school resume. Maybe things are different in the engineering world. I did make a joke, though. This was a joke that I was kidding that I thought engineers only worked on trains.
Oh.
But it didn't really go over well.
I think you got, a couple likes there. Don't sell yourself short, man. All right. Any final thoughts before we hand over some farts? It's late, man. Before we hand over some awards, any final thoughts? And that's with the AUGHT. Because we already talked about Amanda.
Oh. Wild, wild thoughts. Whoa. Copyright.
Oh. All right. Any final thoughts before we move on?
Connor, go ahead.
I'm in on the show. I'll watch next week.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, you know, there were a couple good songs.
Shouts to Portugal the Man.
Yeah, and a nice Andrew McMahon showcase in there, too.
Yeah, the music has been a pretty good sticking point here for the show consistently since the first episode. The theme song I wasn't into initially, but now I'm all about it.
It's very uplifting.
Yeah, it took a while. It's a good a good morning track.
I would say on episode wise, the music is much better than The Hills and Laguna Beach. In terms of I actually know it was more modern music when listening back now to The Hills and Laguna Beach, or since we're watching it through, a lot of music that they used in between I don't really remember.
Yeah, also we're not sure since we're watching the online version what the actual songs that were used on the show were, and then filling in with all the jabrones that
good point.
On this table. But speaking of, before we go to the jabrones, actually let's start off with the jabrone zone. Let's do this.
Jabroni, J-A-B-R-O-N-I, X-Y-Z, A-B-C. Oh, it doesn't matter how you spell jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
All right, let's start off with Sam. Who are you throwing into the jabrone zone?
This is a tough call because there are so many candidates. I'm going to go with Amanda this week just from the soul.
Amanda, interesting choice.
Jabroni!
Just for the sole fact that I don't think she's being a good friend to Chloe. And if she doesn't really want to be her friend and go through that all, just say you're not friends and then go on your way, then I'll take her out of the jabrone zone. But at the moment, it seems like she's still trying to be friends. And with hearing that she hooked up with Alex, I'm very suspicious.
All right. So I'm actually kind of shocked with that choice. Connor, who are you throwing into the jabrone zone? Your first foray into the proverbial toilet.
Yeah, on first viewing, Alex jumped out to me. You know, he seems like sort of...
Send him down.
Jabroni!
He seems like the textbook definition of a jabroni. You look up in the dictionary, he's probably on there.
Oh, that's just low-hanging fruit.
It is.
Jabroni!
He gets another one there. Not from me, though, because I think I am going to throw... I don't know if I want to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to throw Chloe down the jabrone zone.
Wow.
Jabroni!
Yeah, I'm just not... Yeah, I'm not convinced that she's... at least she's trying, but she still acted a little bit like a jabroni to her mother. But this is a half flush. She gets to wade in the pool and not get flushed down completely. I have hope for Hurricane Chloe because I mean as you're talking about going all in, she should either just go full psycho or just be normal, and this in between is kind of not great. All right, three jabronis. Now let's end on a positive note by crowning the MVP of the week. Clap your
hands with me. It's the MVP.
MVP
of the week.
All right, Connor, let's start with you this time. Your first viewing, who gets your MVP of the week?
All right. Well, I'm going to flip it on its head a little bit since you just mentioned her. I'm going to go with Chloe's mother.
Ooh. Shout out.
Speaking truth to power. Laid it on the line a little bit for her daughter. Confronted her. And Chloe's, you know, took the advice. And we'll see where it goes.
All right. Sam.
Good for Chloe's mom.
Yes. First. Oh, yeah, this is the first parent award that we've given this season, huh? I think so. All right, Sam, who's your MVP?
My MVP of the week is going to be Zeus, Alex's dog.
Oh, my God. I legitimately had Zeus as, like, a top candidate.
I mean, I don't think any characters showed anything that warranted an MVP. They all kind of had some struggles, so hopefully somebody can bounce back next week and really stand out. But yeah, Zeus, an animal.
All right, the first four-legged MVP of the week. Interesting choice.
We're gonna send a milk bone your way. And yeah. A belly rub.
Can't really send a tweet at that pup. But actually, I'm gonna have to put an apology in right now, and I'm gonna take Chloe out of the Jabron zone. Unprecedented move here. I'm taking her out. I'm saving her, and I am replacing her with Garrett.
Jabroni.
And this isn't a function of what happened on the show, but from the tweet that Kelsey sent during the show, where she goes @ Garrett Miller, thanks for being my best friend, heart. Watching that scene makes me cry more than when I was there, even in the moment. And ooh, best friend, bro, you're done.
And, but he comes back with the okay symbol. Oh. Like, is that low key shade?
Denied.
Or is that, what is that?
I don't know, but this is something that I am interested in.
It's not good.
You know. Nope.
Denied.
You suck.
Toasty. All right. That's enough of that. But yeah, a last second change there with Garrett going in my prone zone. And I don't want to have, I'm not giving it to an animal. I can't give MVP to an animal, man.
That's low key shade right there.
I'm going to give my MVP to Miss Amanda. Because I think she's the only one who has fully committed to the character so far. And I'm into it. And she scares me. And I feel like she's going to hit me if we don't give her an MVP once in a while. So there you go. Very different choices here from everyone. And let's ride off into the night here. Sam, where can people find us?
You guys can find us at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can find us on all different sites, on Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you can find the podcast. You can email us at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. Please support us on Patreon at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. And
comingcleanpod.xyz is the website.
And yep, check out our website. It's still up. We're shocked by that, but it's still going on.
Yeah, and all through the month of August, as a reminder, we are giving away a chance to win a free t-shirt. Well, we're not giving away a chance. By entering the contest, you get a chance to win a free t-shirt, free Coming Clean Pod t-shirt. Do you want maybe a Welcome to Be Here t-shirt or a Drama Meter t-shirt? Or maybe you're just scheming and dreaming. Maybe you're into our modern podcast and want a Hurricane Chloe one. Just let us know how you win it. All you have to do is go into iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. Leave us a 5-star rating. Leave a review. Take a screenshot and send it over to our social channels that Sam had mentioned. And you will be entered for a chance to win. And as always, I don't know what Sam just did on the camera.
Rep the rat.
Wait, no, that's not the close. And this is going live to tape. Thank you for our hashtag resident emo for joining us. I'm sure you will see him live tweeting next week on his Twitter account. Where can they find you, Connor?
At Connor W. Golden on Twitter.
There you go. Make sure you hashtag resident emo. Show him some love. And as always, thank you to Radical Something for our theme song, Paradise in You. Sam, now you can do it. What do the good people have to do?
Always rep the rad.
Worldwide peace.